I just want to start from the outset to say that any decision we make today may change tomorrow. In order to have the best expert advice, we have commissioned...
Supercoach 360.
If the time's going up, it's recording.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, time for the show.
Mate, 100%.
We need to find out why they think it's okay to say anything.
It's certainly one of the greatest challenges in the history of the game.
That's what they want to try and do.
Megastar to megastar!
In this regard, we're leaving every option on the table.
Excellent. What was that, buddy?
That was something special.
You know what?
That's not talent.
Uh-oh.
Supercoach 360.
The best way to handle these things is to stay measured, stay calm, you know, live your life as normal.
Unless we start finding it off the people... who actually
just do it.
It makes their little ordinary life feel a little bit better for that moment.
Make sure
you cook. Supercoach 360 podcast.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, boy, Jesse J. We're back, baby. We're in the coach's box again. Sorry for my absence last week, but I did try and tune in at the end of the show. Caught you guys doing some mad questions. Must say, boys, steer the ship quite well.
Thank you. Louis.
I'm confident
Louis.
In my absence. So
Bergs took over the helm well. He definitely did.
Oh, yeah? Bergs was doing the tech stuff, was he?
He was tech boy last time.
Tech boy. Yeah.
You know how I am with the button.
Someone was happy with that nickname. Microphone stand just jumped up. I don't know if you guys managed to see it on the camera there, but anyway.
Very
we
tech
talk savvy. Supercoach. Not what's happening. How'd your boys go last week? Origin round, right? Like after the origin rest, that one round before the next origin, the origin auditions, as some people would call them.
Bergs, why don't we start? We let the good score finish last.
Yeah, we might
touch
as well.
Touch on ours first.
Say your first.
Oh, fair enough, boys. All right.
I got a 12.98, which to my surprise still pushed me down 500 and something spots. So that
150 above par, bro. Par was 151, like. Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah,
you got a 1300 and you still drop spots.
Still drops spots.
That's crazy.
I still drop spots.
Did see some massive scores out there though. It was like 1700 or 1800 that won.
I think 1755 or something ridiculous like that.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it was.
Jeez. That's crazy, eh?
Yourself, yeah. Bergs, what'd you get?
I got a 1345, I think, or four. Captain Nico, so could have really gone. It was really the week for me to look into a pod captain a bit better. Had it on Guffo, but was going to the game, so shit the gear because I didn't want to be sitting in a pack of Bulldogs and go, yeah, when he scores a try. Oh,
there were so many Parramatta supporters around us, bro. No one would have.
Yeah, I would have, but as me.
To be honest, it was the perfect game for you to turn on them in, like, at the stadium because. Man, they just got their asses handed to them. Like, it was...
At no point in that game did they look in it at all.
No, it was just...
I knew as soon as there was the 7 jersey was up for grabs, Mitch Moses was going to have a big one. Like, we talked about it last week. It was Mitch's game, and Mitch put his stamp on the game. If you really watch the game, he... I hope he does that for New South Wales next Wednesday.
Yeah, bro. If he plays like that, I'm not going to be complaining. He did well.
The effort was there from Mitch, and we just didn't have the effort. That's what it comes down to. We didn't have the same effort and enthusiasm as them. So we deserve to get belted like that. Really?
Yeah. And Juzzy. Let's everyone else sit back at home.
Oh, come on. Don't be like that. Don't build it up, bro. Like, it wasn't that good. I got 14.46.
If you beat Jazzy this week, put it in the comments. 100%. Please do.
And I hope some of our listeners did. I expect that they probably did. Like,
except for Lloyd.
His missus probably did. But, yeah, look, I've had a few good weeks in a row now. Just been on a bit of a rip tear. Ever since that week before First Origin.
Top 2%, didn't you say?
I'm pumping up there now. So, yeah. The
good stuff.
Legit lead is actually in sight. provided I can stay on top and just keep producing. But I'm looking at my team, and I said at the start of the year that my plan was to just go for my dream team, just for the hills for my dream team. And I've tried to check in on it a couple of times. To be honest, it's probably a good time to check in it now, because I saw you put on Facebook the other day, the run home is here. Like, this is it. We are now in the tail end of the season. Mm. There is less games to go than what's been played. Head-to-head finals, you throw that in there, and you've really only got, like, 8 games. You get three games clear of Origin and final starts.
Anyone off the top of their head remember what sort of trade you started with? Was it 43 or something like that?
42, I think.
Louis?
Yeah, I can't remember off the top
of
my head.
In the 40s,
I think it was
low
40s, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was 42.
I want to know how many... Like, people have got left, you know?
Yeah, actually, guys, put in the comments how many trades you have left.
I've seen people with less than mine, which is alarming.
How many you got?
I have 14 and a boost.
People have less than
you have 14 and a boost. Is that after doing trades this week or before?
Before.
Do you have to do trades this week?
I do now because Big Steph got a jersey. Eli Katoa can't see out of his eye. I don't know if that's been fixed or anything, but he's not named. And
Marju
missed a bus. The dad, like, what are you doing?
Oh,
he's a big
phrase in Queensland.
He's a big fella. You got to give him an extra couple of minutes to get.
What about
there.
You, Louis? How many trades you got?
I got 15 pre-trades this round.
See,
any
boost?
15 with one boost left. I'm holding out that boost until I really need it.
Yep.
So I'm going to hold it out till when I really need it, which I guess is after the Origin period. And if I get to the other side of the Origin period and go, well, my team's in a pretty good spot, I can use that one extra boost to
get an absolute
solid player on my side.
The thing is, if you do it right around round 19 and you use that one boost then on the three trade round, then you use four trades in one round. It's a great way to move around a bunch of cash and possibly bank it, or more likely be spending it, depending on whether you've got DeFi or whether you've got Cleary, you know, like the guys that you've held, and then the Origin guns that you really want to get in for the run home. I've still got Cleary, but I sold DeFi last week.
Right.
Used the cash. Bought in KP, but cheering. Brought in Marju, spewing, because he's not playing this week. So now I've only got 10. I've got to use three trades this week, and then I'll be left with 14. I'm well out of boosts. They're long gone. But once again, it was part of my plan, is I just used my boosts hard at the start of the season.
To be fair, it was only 2 or 3 weeks ago you used that last boost, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's it. The last boost I used just before I sort of went on this run.
Yeah.
Would
you say that sort of projected you into your run by making that boost that week, like just making that move and pulling the
trigger?
I'll
tell you right now, what my run has come down to is the amount of people that have been captain Nico each week.
Yeah.
Because I've been going the pod captains and I've been trying to pick my captains well. I think I captained Turbo the week he went gangbusters. Congrats to anyone that put the VC on Garrick last week. Big balls move.
Or the Gufferson.
Yeah, or Gutho did really well. But, I mean, I ended up throwing mine on Grant at the last minute. Although, I must admit, as they were running out or just about to run out on the field, I tried to change it to Nico and he was locked.
Lucky,
I went, shit, I just don't know, is Harry going to do it? And then the Storm showed up, bro. So, 100%, super lucky there. I've just had a few good captain choices in the last few weeks. I considered looping Cody Walker a couple of weeks ago when he got that 100 updated to 120 or whatever. And I was a bit spewing that I didn't, but then my captain that week did even better. Just
who was your captain that week?
I can't remember on the particular
probably
week.
Probably Nathan.
or maybe Turbo. Even Teddy. I think it might have been the week that Teddy got 126 or whatever.
Yeah.
It's just worked out for me captain-wise.
Well, I think when it comes down to it, those captain choices or those loop choices, that's what separates those up the top compared to those below, really. You know, picking those consistent options that are going to get you good scoring points every single...
Yeah.
Whether it's a pod play option by putting, you know, VC and Garrick or by captain and Grant, you know,
cheering or Gutho, spewing. Hey, do you want to know? I saw a Supercoach Experience post. Shout out, boys. How you doing?
I'm pretty sure
Big Sal put his captain on Gutho.
Yeah,
as soon as I saw that. I only saw it today, but when I saw it, I thought of you straight away.
He took Teddy the other week, too. I was malingering around, and I seen him on Teddy, so I thought, I might go Manu. Manu shit the bed.
Speaking of Manu, though.
Manu playing fullback
this week.
A lot juicy, but missing Lindsay Collins, Origin, and Suwali's out.
Yeah, he's still suspended.
And they got a relatively new half in, what's his name, Smith?
Sandon Smith, yeah.
So.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Look, this is another week for the big C pod play. I think the VC week's a crucial week.
Before we get into, because you're right, but let's maybe go through, because this is a bye week, obviously. We've only got 5 games this week, and then next week, I think we've got 7 games. No.
We're missing. Games. Yeah, no, we're missing 3 teams next week.
Yeah, so we're 1 game down. So we got 7 games next week.
Yeah.
So who are we missing out on?
The Sharks.
Who's playing this week? So, yeah, this week.
All 3 play this week that don't play next week. So you got the Sharks, the Dogs, and the other one was, I cannot remember for the life of me just at the moment.
I told him to write them down.
I did.
Right there when he needed them.
Oh, Tigers. I do. I have them. I've got them underlined.
See, there
right?
you go.
Yeah, so Dogs, Tigers, Sharks. So your Bullers, your Nikos.
Your Mulatalos. Going that way.
And then the Dogs. If you're in a position this week, if you do own a Harry Edwards, I'd get rid of this week. I know he plays this week, but he's about to start leaking cash. Like, he'll probably get close to his average, so he won't lose much. But if you can do it, move him along, because he's no good to you next week. And that's the conundrum I've got for next week. Not having no Nico, I've got still Nafe. So I'm fully thinking about just pulling the trigger on Nafe and bringing in a Jerome Hughes while he's on the up. And Munster's out, he tends to score a lot better because he steers the ship. So. And if you really look around, yes, they lose Harry Grant, who offers a service, but they still got your Nick Meanies and stuff like that, you know, so.
Oh, don't get me wrong, the Storm as a team showed up last week, didn't they?
Yeah, so, but that was off the back of the Origin guys,
yeah,
you
the
know,
Origin
like,
audience. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If you, like, we spoke about a bit earlier and through the week, like, all them boys bar poor Arpy and Nico, anyone who played Origin and then played footy last week, fucking standout in their team. You know, 9 out of 10 of them were just great to watch. Like, some of them might not translate as Supercoach-wise, but if you actually watched anyone who played in them Origin games, gee, they played some good footy last week, you know? And it was just off the back of the, I guess, the camps and just playing with better athletes. You come back to club heaps better. Mitch Moses, that's going to do him the world of good. Going to Origin, coming back to Paris, especially if the Blues can get a win. I just think Mitch then becomes relevant in the halfback chat.
Just that extra confidence boost that it gives.
Well, he's already chugging along good. If you look at the scores, it's down on the floor, bro. If you really have a look, he's chugging along good, you know? So, if he didn't get picked like last week, we spoke about last week, the gamble was if you were going to buy him, last week, there's a chance he was getting picked for Origin, won't have him this week anyway. But if you didn't pick him up last week, you paid extra $80,000 this week if he wasn't named for Origin.
Worth it.
What, 80 grand?
Yeah, well, I mean, if he's going to miss one of those crucial games you need him for.
Well, then you want, by the time he comes back, I think Parra's got another buy later. Not sure if it's 20 or something, but they have another one coming soon, so. He's sort of in and out again. Like, it's one of them plays, like, if you didn't pick him up last week, he's no good to you now, sort of thing. But I like Jerome Hughes, especially while Origin's a thing. He's been scoring really well.
Well, Chris McClelland is saying, don't Hughes, Bergs.
I have to.
Up against Chris this week?
Nah, I don't think so. I might be. I'm not sure. I haven't checked, but... I think he's the guy, man. Like, he's really good, and he's on and up. I think he can at least get me to Nafe, or if Nafe's coming back early, I'll definitely just trade him back out straight away anyway.
He's sitting at a 590 right now, break-even of 32, and ownership of only 5.5% at the moment, so still pod territory.
Yeah, I like him.
Yeah, I don't know. I thought about it last couple of weeks, but yeah, I must admit,
it was all off the back of the Origin brilliance, and I feel like missing some of those guys, and Xavier, who can be a finisher as well. Mind you, Warbrick's pretty solid.
Warbrick's been right. Good, man. Like,
yeah, man, he's killing it.
Even though some weeks he's only getting like 30s and 40s Supercoach-wise, fuck, he's doing well as a...
Yeah, as a football player.
As a new bloke to NRL, he's a union fella. So the game adjustment's pretty good for him.
Well, I think at the start of the season, we were a bit sceptical about whether he'll stay in the squad or not. Well, but I think he's proved himself, really.
I think if you really looked across the board, if Papenhuyzen was fit, he wouldn't be there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, he really wouldn't be. But Papenhuyzen's not fit, and he's made a name for himself in football this year. Everyone knows who Will Warbrick is.
He'd be a gun centre. He'd be a gun back rower.
I probably wouldn't put him in the back row yet. There's a lot to do in there. A lot of work to do in the back row. You're busy, man. Like, really busy.
He's a big boy. I reckon he could handle it.
But yeah.
Seems to love the work.
Should we go to what we were meant to talk about? What's that top of my list anyway? The snubbing, fellas.
Oh, no. We're going through who's got the buys this week and next week so we can work out.
Well, this week, the only teams playing are the Cows, Panthers, and Knights, Chooks.
They start on Friday, so they got the 2 days.
Yeah, straight away. So, did you, Luai's, Martins, if he backs up and plays
or whatever.
And then the Cows are missing Val, Dearden, probably goes to 19.
Robson.
So they'll have a couple to back up as well. Might not back up, depending on the game. Yeah. And then you got on the Saturday, you got Knights, Chooks. No one missing from Newcastle. Teddy and
Lindsay Collins,
they'll back up. They're in a position where they have to. Eels and Manly, I think they have to back up as well, given the opportunity. I don't think they actually back up that week, do they? Because that's this week.
Yeah.
So the only people backing up...
Next week we're
talking
about.
There's no one. Only Big Steph would have to back up because it's Sharks, Tigers and Dogs.
No, they're the three that are on the bye next week.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So they don't have to back up.
Well, then Dragons and New Zealand are on the Friday night. Finns and Eels are on the Saturday. So Mitch...
Benny Hunt out of the first one.
Yeah. Finns and Eels are Saturday night.
So that's Mitchy, Junior Polo.
Yeah. Then Panthers Knights are Saturday. And Melbourne Manly Saturday as well. So that's a big chunk of your...
Ooh, yeah.
Munster. Yeah.
Meaney. Oh, not Meaney. Well, yeah.
Harry Meaney, Grant.
Harry Grant, that's the one I was thinking of.
Yeah. All your Panthers players we were just talking about a second ago.
Yeah.
And then again, on Sunday, you've got the Broncos Titans, Rabbits Cows, and Chooks Raiders.
Tommy Cherry will probably both back up unless they have exceptionally hard games or anything.
Well, you just got to look at where their clubs are at. Mm. If they're in a position where they can play, they'll have to. Their clubs aren't screaming 1-2. You know, normally if your clubs are coming 1 or 2 on the competition ladder, you can sort of afford to rest your players. Like, you've got them advantage, but when you're a couple of points off the lead and I think 8th or 9th is only 2 or 4 points behind you. You got to go it, man. You have to play your best players. And we've seen, I know it's injury worry and concern coming back from Origin and playing. Like,
I was going to say, it's probably more your forwards. But you guys to do a lot of defensive work, but...
You still got to try to get them wins on the board. And without them players, if you can't do it without them, even with them there, sort of brings the team up a bit just because they've backed up from Origin. Let's do the extras. Like,
well, I mean, and they're the guns of your club. They're really all your marquee players, aren't they? Future marquee players. Like, they're all your big boppers.
So, yeah, there could be a massive drama next week if half of them don't back up. You know, a lot of super coaches are going to be in all sorts. Like, look at this week. Like, so many people were banking on your Marjus, your Katoas.
Kudos.
Yeah. Like, I had all them. Like, Katoa, Big Steph, 17% owned. Katoa's 15%, Marju's 18%. Nico's 50% owned. So half of Supercoaches are cheering. Like, because he didn't get named.
He's gotten 2 horrendous scores in the last 2 weeks. That's ever since Origin. And so it's a question of how does he bounce back from Origin?
Oh, Dogs is the perfect people are showing Dogs is the perfect team to do it against. We could be up for another bump in this week.
Is he got the fuzzy head at the moment?
Well, he's got a lot going on off the ball.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, like, mum's in trouble and shit. Yeah, anyway. I can see
him bouncing back.
I hope he's having a big bounce back game.
I
hope he sticks the finger up to Freddie this week. You know what I mean? We're just going out there and blitzing it.
To be fair, I hope I get to run me loop. I hope I nail me VC more so than relying on Nico to pull through for me.
Yeah, I mean, look, I am putting the C on Nico this week, hoping that he's going to, like, that's my vibe, is he's going to come out and have a good game. But then also, I can't put it on anyone else that I would. Like, I've got Cleary, I've got Walker, both out with injury. I've got Tedesco, I've got Trbojevic, I've got Grant, and I've got Cook. Bang, Origin, gone.
Yeah.
So it's...
Well, they had the bye this week anyway, the Rabbits.
Yeah.
So that was, like, sort of one of them things or whatever. But, yeah, you're missing.
But I'm just saying, all my spine options aren't there. Yeah. I've only got two spine options, and that's Nico and Caelan Ponga. Otherwise, I've got to go somewhere outrageous like Ruben Garrick with no turbo, or Meany with half his spine, you know?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. No thanks.
Yeah, so, just on Nico. Hard done by. Rude.
Well, so this is the Shannon that you were talking about.
Yeah, he is the snubbing from the Blues. He wasn't alone. He wasn't the only one to get snubbed.
Who else got snubbed?
TPJ.
You feel like, I mean, look, that
offload. You know what? Like, at the end
that offload cost us the momentum of the game.
Well,
it did.
It did. But you brought him in. That was his decision as coach to blood TPJ.
But you know what? He hadn't thrown an offload all night. And it was as soon as the commentator said it, he did it. And bang, commentator cursed him, for sure. That being said, perhaps TPJ was given the rule, no offload.
Nah, he would have been told to have a go, and you know what? It's to Queensland's credit, they add enthused
with the effort play at the end, like that's
they add enthusiasts again.
But game two, bring it on.
Mm.
I mean, so the Nath thing obviously opened that up.
Well, I mean, you know what? For me, I know Freddie wouldn't agree, but
sorry,
Nath really could have been snubbed. For game two, he didn't win a series last year. He has not pulled off his clutch moment plays at Origin level, man. I hate to say it, like, he might not be ready for Origin. It's all well and good to go into an Australian squad when you've got an established 30-year-old Munster. I think that's why we've looked at Mitch Moses at the moment, and we all talk about it like you come
Mitch
of age.
Moses is in mad form, and in the last couple of years,
you come of age as a half, and it normally is at the back. And Nath's a freak of nature; he's doing awesome shit at 24. Like, won competitions, played kangaroos. Not everyone's like that. Not everyone's a gun, and it takes a long time to learn your thing. But at the moment, Mitch Moses is the form. Seven.
He was learning under Joey at the Eels for a couple of years, and then the Eels started going real well.
He's probably the form seven of the comp, if not even Supercoach-wise form seven as well. So it goes to show, like, he's ready for it. You know, it's his time to shine. If he loses, he loses. Whatever, he'll never play Origin again. Probably.
That's what happened last time, though, isn't it?
No, he played with Nave, and they couldn't do it together. But you got two blokes trying to do the same thing.
Yeah.
Like, and I still think our biggest drama is having Jerome Luai in the squad. We don't have a secondary kicker. So it's all down to Mitch straight away. Billy Slater's pissing himself laughing at the whiteboard at the Queensland dressing room going, just run at Mitch Moses when it's 4-4-5 tackle. Pressure Mitch Moses because no one else is going to kick that fucking ball.
Yeah, put the pressure on
and
the back.
And no one's going to push that. Just no one else is going to do it.
I think that's a big issue is why Cleary hasn't been anywhere near as effective is because he's been the only goal kicker.
So
the
Billy,
only guy that can kick the ball in the squad.
Billy's just sitting there pissing himself. The whole Queensland coaching staff's going, they haven't fucking learned a thing. Unless they've got, like, coaches in there teaching these blokes at home how to kick balls, I don't see any change. Unless we have a super dominant performance from Mitch Moses, we'll probably lose again. I hate to say it. We learnt nothing. We've learnt nothing. Chell's a good kicking option. Got big foot.
He's got a big foot. Yeah.
It's still, but it's your accuracy placement kicks. Like, if everyone's just running at Naif or Mitch, whoever the fuck it is our dominant kicker, bro, how do you get your time that they talk about, you know what I mean? It's when you've got options and you leave defences thinking who's getting the ball. Like, because obviously maybe it'd be a night where the six would be kicking a few extras and then, bang, you do your clutch kicks and shit, you know?
Been kicking more in the last few weeks, though, I will say.
But are they good ones? Are they finding the range? They don't have the same accuracy and range.
Are they the size boot? That...
finding the grass? Are they, when you're 30 metres out, are you pulling it up 1 metre short of the line so when they land, they get tackled back into the ink? Does he have that kicking game?
This is where I see someone like Burton, but I think Burton's got to learn that still, is the accuracy and the pinpoint he's kicking. He's getting better.
He is getting better. He's all right if he kicks it from halfway. He's got that super big...
He's a long-range kicking option. He's got to learn how to sort of slow his boot down a little bit closer to the line.
Well, not even. Like, if it's the accuracy thing. Again, if you can get him within 5 metres of the line and he's kicking it that high, nine times out of defences are getting there.
Yeah.
You know?
And I think that's when... I think last week we were talking about having Nico as 5'8".
Yeah, that's what we
were... You bring in Moses, but have Nico as 5'8". Two kicking options. Nico... a better kicking game than Luai, definitely.
I was a fan of that. It was what I would have done. But, yeah, Freddie's not me, and I did say last week I never get it all.
Yeah, but look, I mean, imagine how much that would affect Jerome Luai. Nath gets dropped, and he just happens to get dropped. I think he's also just trying to not kill the kid, because...
Bro, at the moment, it's his career on the line. Like, are you going to tell me he gets a third crack at losing? Nah, he's gone next year if he doesn't win. Freddie. I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
No.
So, Freddie, I don't know. Him and Joey supposedly, like, calves, you know what I mean? Like, how do they not see this? There's only one kicker problem. It just irritates me how that they've just hung it all on this one bloke.
I mean, Harry Grant was a halfback coming through grade, and then they went play hooker.
Yeah, then they got Ben Hunt. All these blokes can kick 40-20s out anywhere, Juz.
Oh, look, we've had this discussion 3 weeks in a row. You know? I know, Burks.
Like,
I'm hoping that we do get some kicking options, but yeah.
We got nothing.
We don't have it.
We're a one-trick pony. We do, but we just... I don't know what Reece Robson offers in that department. Don't know if he's kicked many 40-20s, but...
I don't remember him kicking a lot at all.
Neither do I, to be fair. So, yeah, here we are again. We go into the college and we go in probably toughest game of footy for these dudes. And it's in Queensland, one kicker. Anyway, what do you do? It's one of them things.
Go the Blues.
Captain's lads. Oh, shit. Captain's lads for the week. Who are you looking at? It's a pretty juicy matchup. You got Cows, Panthers, Knights, Chooks. No, Marju. Eels, Manly, Tigers, Storm, Sharks, Dogs.
See, Tigers, I think Luke Brooks not being there is going to hurt them. They're not really missing too much else. I mean, Udo will... they probably won't have quite as much go forward. He does do a solid job, but... yeah, I think Brooks is going to be the big thing there. I don't know if it's Wakeham and who. Who else is in the halves for the Tigers this week? I mean, Maddo's in the halves for the Eels, man. It's
Startoa. Startoa and Wakeham.
And he's been killing it, though, to his credit.
Yeah, but he's saying... yeah, he's not half.
Mm.
He'll do okay. I just don't know if he's got the passing game to put people through gaps or he's just going to run, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. So maybe Buller as a pod captain. Gutho's going to shoulder all the attack for the Eels.
Maddo at six, man. He could be a worthy shout, pod-wise. Like,
Jack Cogger and Jamin Salmon of the Panthers halves.
Yeah, I don't know about that either.
Yeah, no, right? Like, I mean, I don't know. I really don't know this week. I must admit, captains are a tough one. I'm thinking Nico and KP, just because Newcastle aren't heavily depleted. Sydney, the Roosters are. Same thing. Sharks pretty much aren't depleted at all. Nico's got a point to prove.
They've only got injury. And it's not even, it's just Royce Hunt. So they've got their full back line. They've got everything. Their full complement nearly. Against the Dogs, who... Yeah.
Yeah, Nico was my... who I was leaning towards. Big comeback this week, I reckon.
Yeah. Oh, at the moment, it's on Nico, and the VC, I think, was on Joey Manu playing fullback. But, yeah, I don't know. Subject to change. Could go Joey Manu into Gufferson. Because Manly's depleted too. Manly's missed Turbo. We all know they go to shit with no Turbo. They're missing...
You got Schuster in the halves, bro.
Cherry Evans, who puts on all their points. He's gone.
I think you got Jake Arthurs in there.
Yeah, I could watch the hate from Manly fans. Take him back, Barrow, they'll be saying. They'll be begging their old man to take him back. But
yeah, I think Arthur's probably a good shout with the Eels.
I'd be more sold on Guffo if they had actual halves combination that had been there before.
Yeah, I don't know that's as a number 7 with Maddo as a 5/8. I don't know what the game plan is for that. I mean, could be a masterstroke.
Well, Maddo played heaps of fucking halves.
Yeah, that's before he tripled in size, bro.
Yeah, like, but it's not about that. It's so thick. You can be, it's not just about that, it's management. You know, setting it up, putting people where they need to be. Like, he's got the football smarts. Some people don't have it. You know, if you've played a bit of halves, you can sort of, you can run a back line play. You know what I mean? It's not, but you get a front row to do that, it's a lot harder because they're not used to doing it at all.
They're like, running a front line play.
So, yeah, he's got skills, man. He's worthy of a mention there. Like, I'll give him that.
Don't get me wrong, as a pod captain, if you've got him, I'm not making the jump early on him.
We've seen him. He's given good balls. Even this year, man, like, his Supercoach scores alone show that he's... And he hasn't scored many tries this year. He's putting people through gaps, and he's just a good footballer. Much as I rubbish him all the time about his head and that, but... He is decent. But, yeah, if I had a Buller this week, I'd definitely look at a Buller.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter about the Storm's result from last week. Most of them are gone this week, so not that they're gone, but the Storm will still be there. But Buller seems to be chugging along 60s with no tries. He was chugging along at 66 or something last week with no try and then got his try. And so that's worthy, man. That means you're probably going to at least walk away with 55. On a shit night, which is not bad, considering I got a 43 last week. Should we do some questions?
Yeah, we got some. Yeah. You got some live ones there, Lou?
Yeah, got anything on the live?
Sure do. is Buller a sell this weekend?
Nah, next week, if anything, I wouldn't sell him this week. We'll just talk and then captain him this week. But in weeks to come, it'll depend what you're doing. I think he could be your pod keeper if you have him. He's
chugging along with considerable scores.
I've seen he's 30% owned too, so he's not even pod anymore. Like, he's highly owned.
Yeah.
So maybe you're foreseeing a world where he's about to come crashing down. If that's what you see, cash out as long as you're cashing out to a gun.
I mean, look, I think with Luke Brooks out of the side, it is going to change the Tigers. Like, Luke Brooks was adding a lot of spark in that side, mate. I just don't know if all the forwards and back rowers are going to be able to do that by themselves. And like you said, these new halves, how they're going to go. Like, Brandon Wakeham, he's been doing all right, but is it his own accord, or is it off the back of Luke Brooks and a shitload of goal kicking?
I don't know. Where do you go with him, but where do you go with your Buller? Like, he's good. He's well priced. You can near go anywhere with him.
Yeah,
go to KP.
Garrick, Meaney, KP. There's options.
I wouldn't go Nick Meaney just because you get him in the centres. You can get rid of a centre for him.
I mean, you can get Garrick in the centres too. You can get KP at 5/8. I mean, that's it. I'm just looking at my team and I've got 3 fullbacks there that I'd probably go to.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I've got them in other positions. I got Teddy Turbo, but you wouldn't go either of them this week. But yeah, like, I mean, if Trell's back and fit, that my next question is, okay, how do I go from Teddy to Trell? Because I feel like I want that. Also, the goal kicking. Turbo's got the higher ceiling, but I think Trell's the run homer.
Maybe.
especially if he comes back and links with Cody, Cook and Murray come back charged up from Origin and can stay fit and healthy. Like, their team's a weapon, bro.
Yeah, it's a good side.
I'd still put $10 on AJ outscoring Mike Acevo by the end of the year if everyone comes back from Origin fit and firing.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. I'd put no doubt on that. Like, difference is AJ can go back-to-back hat-tricks.
Well, like, last season he was tracking just almost the same as he was now. And then it got to around this stage and ended up with, what, 23 tries or something like that?
He got a few, with, yeah.
Yeah.
He pumped it, man. Like, he pumps it every year. You know what, he was unwanted for a bit. Which is harsh.
No, that's right. It was around this time last year that Trell got back from the US and went straight back to games.
Yeah.
All right. You got, what do you got over there?
I think I got one more. Who are your two final fullbacks for post-Origin?
Who's that?
Daniel Michael.
I would say probably Turbo and Trout.
At the moment, I'm still on Teddy. Just because I've had a look at their draw, it's pretty juicy. But I do want to go Guffo to Turbo or Trell.
Hey, Sapo.
Or pretty much when it's time. Like, Guffo will do well over the next 2-3 weeks. Still probably play me 19 as well, I think he does. So he plays all the major buy rounds, which is the reason I brought him in. Everyone panicked the other week when he was dropping some cash, but come out on the weekend, go to 138. Is achievable for him again to get tons. Like, he's tonned up a few times. I brought him in with a 75 average, so he's up there this year. He's not Reece Walsh or Turbo or Trell-like, but he's definitely up there this year, you know. And
Reece Walsh and Jareem Bullock could be a wicked run home combination. If provided Bullock keeps up his form, which I'm skeptical on now that Brooks is out. But Reece Walsh is that dude who I've sort of missed out on this year.
Yeah,
I didn't go for him. I've held Teddy and Turbo, and really I should have been on Reece Walsh for the first 10 weeks.
Well, he didn't play for the first 4 rounds, maybe, or a couple of rounds. He didn't start the season, which was the reason he did get punted from a lot of sides. And then,
I had problems with my halves at that point. I was trying to get Nico in because I didn't start with him, and I had all my issues with 5/8 with Dewey and Burton and KP going down. Like, it was a shit fight. So I didn't even get a chance to change my fullback. And then by the time I did, which is around now, nah, they're both charged up from Origin, and I've sort of... But, yeah, Reece Walsh was that guy that I missed the boat on.
Yeah.
But I could definitely see him as a bit of a run-homer.
Yeah.
Well, no, I had him after... I think it was after his first game back, I got him in.
Yeah.
Went great guns, you know. Only sold him because of this Origin period. I thought he might leak a bit of cash. But, yeah, definitely one to consider on the way home.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So would you run with him and then with a Trell, or would you run with him and a Turbo?
So at the moment I've got Turbo and Buller. My plan was to try and ride Buller to Trell.
Oh, yeah?
That's my plan.
Jesus. It's a 900K.
I'm pretty sure Latrell's got a pretty big break even, so he might leak a bit of cash in the first one or two games.
Might.
Killer word.
I'm just putting it out there, bro. If he comes back having managed to pick up, you know, an unwinnable Origin series, he might fucking not.
Do you ever hear George music?
Otherwise, I'll just snuff someone.
Yeah. Well, that's it. I mean, if he does come back charged, Cody comes back fully fit, Cook comes back charged, you know what I mean? Like, Souths are already at the top of the table, aren't they?
Fourth at the moment.
Oh, you guys have dropped.
Yeah, well, we lost the Dragons, and we lost to...
I got belted by the Dragons. You got pumped.
until the last 4 minutes where we decided to play a bit of football and pumped.
Yeah. Oh, it was so close, man.
Bro, we were watching that game.
You and I were watching the other day. I literally turned to him at 3.5 minutes to go and just went, like everybody did it seems, and just went, well, this game's over. And then it was a minute to go, and we were like, shit, this game is...
Mate, old mate could kick.
Got to 5 minutes before the end of the game, and I turned turn around to my old man. I was like, turn this shit off. I'm done. And then fortunately we didn't. Oh, we scored a try.
Wait, he scored another try.
Hold on, that was quick. He scored another.
Put it out there, man. If Taff knew how to kick a football, like Luttrell is pretty good for the goal kicking too.
I tell you
his accuracy's up there. Yeah. Taff's kick's the only thing that you were out of that game for.
Campbell Graham, mate.
Yeah,
the fucking weapon. Guy, like.
Yeah. Oh, that's it. And to think Cody wasn't there, to think that Cam Murray wasn't there, it's like, oh, you guys get better.
We had a lot out. We had, Cody.
Arrow's
Murray,
not there.
Luttrell,
like, you've got five, six
Arrow,
blokes out.
Tom Burgess. Moale, who's, I think, back in reserve grade this week.
Yeah.
But they're all out with injury. We get them all then back. Far out, And I think Tom Burgess has been a big loss for us in the front row.
He's still a Burgess boy, bro. They do a job for you, don't they?
Don't get me wrong, he's good for a drop ball and at least two penalties a game, right? Every game, without fail, right? I think Souths they've come to terms with that. They're happy with that.
Yeah.
He just does his job. He never takes... You never see him deviate from the course. He just runs it flat out forward. Like, come on, guys.
And he carries takes four men to put him down as well. Like, it's,
He's just a beast.
Just one of those
absolute
players.
Beast. Yeah. All right, any other questions? Have you got some questions, Berks?
I do have some questions. First one comes from Brother Watto.
What's going on, Watto?
Hope the arm's fucking coming along, son. Tomoko for Mulitano. Meany or go a pod in Gagai? Also, do we think Marju will be back after he's dropping for missing the bus, or is it Aiden at AOB going to make an example and bench him for multiple weeks again?
All right, so let's answer that second part first. I hope not.
I think he will, personally.
Multiple
weeks? I think it's at least going to be at least a fortnight minimum. It's not just going to be a one-week thing. Unless Tuala just has a fucking dead set shotgun.
I don't think he will. I think Marju brings so much, the meterage that he makes in the game. His carries, he's just strong. Tuala just, like, he's not a bad player, Tuala, but he just does not offer that.
But what they're trying to do up there is stamp out the bad culture. And they've had a bad culture up there for a little bit of time. And if they let one thing slip, then they'll let another thing slip, if you catch me drift. So I just see a world where he gets penalised for it. Like, don't get me wrong, Newcastle can't afford it. And like I said, if Tuala has a full shit game, I see a world where he's back next week. But if Tuala does a job, I can see a world where he's sitting there for at least 2 weeks, 3 weeks, Like, wake up to yourself. Like, for one, they're only talking about it all through the media the other week with Josh Schuster hanging out with his mates. And it's like, well, you've got a job to do first and foremost, and if you've meant to be on that bus for the team, then be on the fucking team bus.
Yeah, so you sort of got to be on that bus, right?
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Yeah, that's on you, man.
All right, and what was the other one? Tomoko to Mulitalo. Be careful, depending on how many sharks you got, because I know there's people floating around there with Teague Wilton. There's people floating around with Nico, maybe someone.
And Nakora.
Yeah, Britton Nakora, maybe a Will Kennedy or something. So then.
Highly owned Will Kennedy.
They're on the bye next week. If you pick up another shark this week, you just got to watch your numbers because you need 17 next week with two trades. And you don't have him. You don't have any Tigers players. So if you're on Buller, Bateman, Brooks, Wakeham, you know, there's a few players from that Simpkin I've heard people going to this week.
And the Dogs, well, you'll have your Edwards and Carrazzas and Burtons.
Just on that, Simpkin is the second most traded in player, followed by Nico and Nikora.
Be careful.
This week you only need to field your 13. I wouldn't necessarily, unless you're not planning on moving them on, I wouldn't be going for them this week when they've got next week off, unless you've got, like, these are luxury trades for you. Because if you've got Nuffs or AEs, Nightmares in your side, you'll probably be relying on them next week.
Yeah. I do agree. So he wants either, what about Meany or Gags as pod?
So I think Meany still. Although that being said, Storm kicked ass on the weekend. He only got 63.
With the try, wasn't it?
Yeah, and goal kicking, isn't he? So,
yeah.
But mind you, he didn't have to do any defensive work. Didn't really have to do any carries back. Melbourne had possession all the time. But look, for me, Meany's been a solid anchor. But Gagai is starting to find a bit of form.
He does go on a run, but he's got the floor of it's a shit floor.
Yeah. That being said, he does do a lot of good defensive work, and
you don't get rewards for defence, bro. It's just KP's a point, back. You know. Just a point.
KP back there at the back, like that's the combo he knows. So
and 1% owned as well.
Gags.
1% owned.
Gags. He's super pod.
Bit of a super pod, but I mean, why are you going the pod? Are you looking at his form?
He has to go. So he's trying to catch up. And for me, if what's Newcastle's run like? You got it handy there, Louis.
I can bring it up. Won't take.
This week
got
the Chooks.
They got the Chooks, and they got Penrith. Then 18, they have Bulldogs. Then they got the Bind 19. Then they got Tigers, Melbourne, Canberra, Dolphins.
Well, Meany's got the Bind 19 as well. He's got Tigers, Manly, Panthers, Roosters, Newcastle, Para, but with a Bind 19. So, yeah, Meany does have a tough run coming up, like a real tough run coming up.
Gags wasn't much prettier either, really. Yeah, he had the Dogs in there, but the rest of it was a bit shit.
And that's it. It's that time of year where every point counts. I mean, Storm dropped a few games at the start, so they can't afford to
If you've got the numbers, jump on Ronnie. Ronnie's been chugging along at 75s or whatever. Multano.
Well, that was his other one, Tomoko to Mulatalo, yeah?
Yeah.
So by the sounds of things, he's already on that trade, but...
Yeah, but it's got like a comma. After Multano, Meany, or go podding.
Oh, okay.
Gags.
The way you said that, it was not like out of comma.
Yeah, I get.
I'm glad you can recognise that it's there, and you can recognise that there's like what it means, but you just don't know how to speak like it. That's all right.
Yeah, you'll learn.
Yeah, well, if I know the problems, I know how to fix it.
Brother Lloydo. Lloydo, dominated by the missus last week. I hope you beat her this week, bro.
Yeah.
Was a tough week this week. How are you, boys? One trade for me this week, Cleary to Hughes. Need a player for next week and might make a couple of dollars till Cleary is back. Trying to set up for the run home and limit trades a bit. Have 12 this week if I need a league where I may have to grab another. Was tempted to go JMK to Turpin or Simpkin for the cash injection over the next few weeks, then to Grant. Thoughts?
See, Simpkin, I'd probably go more towards Turpin, but that being said, Brandon Smith isn't far away, is he?
I don't like either. I'll be honest with you. It's a bit of a wasteland, old hooker.
I'd be holding off on your hooker trade till next week to find out who's going to get Marshall King's starting spot. Because they got the bye this week. You don't have to do it this week. Especially considering you only have to...
Yeah, but they'll probably both go up money this week. That's
much money? Simpkin is not great off the floor. Right, and like I said, no Brooks over at the Tigers. So the Tigers didn't click till pretty much all their other halves fucked off. And they brought in Brandon Wakeham, who, let's be honest, can be a bit of a dud. And Brooks just had to absolutely step up. There was no excuse. There was a lot of pressure around him. I mean...
Well, the forwards started setting platforms and that for him to work off too. Like, the forwards got better. Bateman...
How ironic that he's knocked back the 500k contract.
By rights, I don't think you can do that anyway.
Why?
Because if he's getting paid $1.2 million this year by that club, how can that club justify paying him half that money next year? Like,
because he hasn't hit the milestones which would make your minimum values go up.
Yeah, I don't
know.
He doesn't
need to be paid. No. They paid him on a gamble based on what they thought he could do, and he hasn't done it. So they have grounds to drop his pay now, so that way they can spend the money somewhere else.
I don't know how it works. I just don't know how it works. Like, granted, he should have took that. He does owe the Tigers, the way I see it.
You can't put your gun players that have actually achieved, one Origins, one Clive Churchill's, one Dally M's, one Premierships.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
But he hasn't done any of that.
I know.
By rights, like, they took a gamble thinking he could be that man for him, and he wasn't.
I know this, but still, just on the money thing, like, if you've been getting paid that much money, like, I can see, but anyway, I just see it different. Like, I can see the NRL saying, well, hold on, how come he's been getting paid this much by your club for so long?
See, you know what? I don't think the NRL have to question it, because we all understand it. If he'd excelled in those last 5 years on 1.2, and then they would go
but
on,
it's not,
you know what, we're going to pay you 500 grand a year. The NRL would say, you can't do that.
It's not,
he's worth more. But he's not necessarily worth more on the open
when
market.
It comes down to it, it's a bad bit of business done by the Tigers.
Yes, it's not just his a bad fault. Bit of business.
Yeah. But that doesn't mean, oi, they're not going to pay him 1.2, and I don't think any club in the NRL would pay him 1.2. Everyone thought it was a fucking joke when the Tigers did it.
No club would pay him 700.
That's what I mean. Like, I think there's a reason why Luke Brooks has come out of his skin, and it's because he knows.
He wants
to get anywhere near, like, he's taking a fucking pay cut. It's just a question of how severe it's going to be.
He should have took that 500.
Oh, he'd be spewing now if he's done a hammy.
He should have took that 500.
How long is it looking he's out for? How bad is it?
Only a few weeks. So then you'll be back in time for like a couple of games before finals.
It'll be enough for the Tigers to miss the finals. Put my money on it.
Yeah, I don't think they make the finals. Did we answer Watto's question? I think we did. Oh, it was Lloydo's question. If I had to go either way, but it would be Turpin.
Obviously, turn your volume down.
I think given that Simkin has a bye next round, yeah, I'd be leaning towards Turpin.
That's what the swaying factor was for me too. I can see a world where I'm going Cleary to Hughes too, bro, to be honest. Shane Hughes, looking at this week, who are your pods for the run home? So is Dom Young, Joey Manu or Mulitano, Paseka? Who does Con think, or has he deleted the app? I don't know. You'll have to find Con on the website.
We haven't heard much from Con, let's be honest. But I have been keeping a rough eye on his Supercoach scores, and wouldn't be surprised me if he has deleted the app, because at least that would explain something. He hasn't been doing great guns from memory. Dom Young, he's actually one who I'm looking to trade in this week. Tamalolo, Dom Young. And Mike Acevo was the other one I'm considering, just because he's been the league's leading scorer. But I think I might reverse that and hold off on doing that, because it's AJ that I want. Well, I know when Trell and Cody are back, AJ gets so much good ball, and he gets mad scores. But I do see Dom Young as a bit of a pod. I think he plays the Panthers next round when you've got no Nico. There's a chance that some of the forwards might not back up.
You don't have a Nico, bro. You got a Nath.
That's what I meant. You don't have Nath. You know, like, Luai could be out. Yo could be out. Martin could be out. Critter, if he manages to get game time. And I just feel like Dom Young jumping at Sunia Taruva all night, he's going to have a field day. Newcastle are going to get tries. I think that's where it's going to come from.
Yeah.
2% owned as well.
Yeah, a bit of a
negative
super
5 break even.
But he's shown he's just got the abilities. Like, he really is a very good player. I'll take the punt.
I hope Dong Yam goes to shit for the rest of the year, and then next year he's at the Roosters.
Yeah, dirt cheap, so you can pick him up on the right wing at the Roosters. Known for scoring points.
Yeah. My bad.
I'm hearing you.
Sorry, owners, but buggers.
Sammy Walker with another year under his belt.
Dave Whiteley joined the club. He hates Origin. He hates the Origin period. You know what? I remember at the start of the year, a few of the purists saying this was going to be so easy. They've made it too easy for everyone. And it's not that fucking easy, is it?
Yeah, well, that's it. I think we all got distracted by that first 13 and three trades in the major buy rounds. And we all forgot about the minor buy rounds. It's chaos, I'll give you that, but I'm loving the Origin period. That's where I've made my move.
Yeah.
And I didn't expect it. I didn't plan for it too hard. I was very conscious of the round afters. But even now, I'm so close towards my actual dream team that I'm not even really looking ahead at that. Like, I've got lots of solid guns on the park. Cookie is a bit of a blow because then there's a chance that he gets rested or reduced minutes next week. And then 19 is out when he would be playing. But look, Abby got his jaw broken the other night. It is what it is. You can't really change it. Cleary did a hamstring.
What do you do? Like,
yeah. Mm. But I don't see myself necessarily selling them. Cookie, I was thinking about moving on, but I just can't see a second gun hooker that really takes my fancy and puts the hand up and says, yeah, I've got to have you.
No, hooker's been disappointing this year, hasn't it, really?
It's weird, yeah.
Other than Marshall King, who's been impressive except for his injuries.
And Egan. Egan did really well.
He started good. Yeah, he started really good. The concussions are his drama. But, yeah, Marshall King, I think, was the one that everyone sort of went, oh, like, Marshall King got $680,000. Like, that's pretty good for Marshall King. Started at 480 or something. So,
yeah.
But in saying that, in realistic terms, he's the only one I'd look at for the run home for myself.
Well, depending on how he comes back from his shoulder injury, you know, and how quick he gets brought back, because shoulder injury for a guy who tackles, you know, 80 minutes in the middle.
Well, we all know, we remember last year, like, pain ass. Done two AC joints. And
came back a different beast this year. Came back the pain ass of old.
Pain ass with one busted AC joint. Brisbane was still in it.
Yeah.
Once he busted that second one, Brisbane dropped off hard. Like, hard. So you know that the AC joint's something you have to get surgery on to get fixed. Or you can play through the pain, but you have to play AR.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because you don't want to be making them tackles unless you have to and shit like that. Whereas when you're fully fit, you're in there. You want to be in there. You're keen as fuck. It's just, yeah, it's... I don't know if I'd own him this year, but he's definitely on the watch list for the future because he turned the corner this year and really stuck up there with Harry for a bit.
And Cookie's turning it on now. That's the thing.
Cookie was up to shit till round 10.
Yeah, he really...
As you're saying, origin period brings out the best.
Yeah, that's it. The origin factor is just so real, it's crazy. Mm. To be honest, I think Liam Martin's my next sneaky pod play in the back row when he comes back from origin, provided he gets through the origin period unscathed.
Not so sneaky anymore, lad.
I'm thinking...
Mate, people that listen to us aren't going to remember anything I said in 4 weeks' time.
They've already done it.
I'm leaning towards Hudson Young. I reckon he might come back.
A different beast?
A different beast.
Yeah.
I reckon.
They see me
They're
gouging.
Starting to click in Canberra. It's starting to click.
And you know Ricky does love to push for the finals. Like, he'll be pushing for it with everything they got. They did lose to the Tigers.
Oh, they did. Out there. But...
That
was for Jared. Just to remind him of the career he's had, you know.
They had all these parties planned, but they couldn't plan a win.
At times, it hasn't been great.
No, but hang in there, team. He's like the cat on the fence.
They won against the Tigers. Who did they lose against the other day? They played the Tigers at Campbelltown the week before when Croker sat down. They won.
They should.
Did they play last weekend? Cowboys. Cowboys.
Don't know. Can't remember.
You got walloped.
Yes, they did. All right, Barco.
Yeah, you got to check.
Andrew Barkworth.
Yeah.
Marju and Eli Katoa out hurts, leaves him with 12. We'll have to make one trade at least.
Oh, Warriors. That's right.
That's
SJ. They were just the smoky, sneaky team that we'd just flown under the radar all year.
Let me just say.
Had a thumper of a win on the weekend. We couldn't remember they fucking won.
People laughed at me when I said the Warriors would win that game. I said 1-12, but...
Well, I tipped the Warriors by 18.
Did ya?
Yeah.
I had them winning that game, definitely. Because it's Craigers 300. How many people actually get this one song, man? Most people leave it shitty ass. So. Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, SJ's try at the end, that just rubs salt into the wound.
Oh, yeah. As every non-owner fucking threw their phone at their telly.
Has SJ done his 300?
Maybe. No. No, he hasn't. I don't think so, anyway. But, yeah, I'm in the same position, Barco. I have Marju, Katoa, and Big Steph out, which leaves me with 10 now, because they were my 13. Like, that was my solid 13. So, this week I'm looking at least bringing in two and hopefully get a good VC in. Not worry about the third trade.
Yeah, I'm still going the third trade because if you do the VC loop, oh, I suppose
you got
not.
17 trades, yeah, you still but get so your 13. You got 17 trades. If I was in your position, I'd be doing that. And you're making a charge, bro. Like you're.
I'm trying. You're. But, I mean, there. Injuries. Mars you out hurts. It really does. I'm only considering Sivo because he does play this week and next. Whereas, like I said, I'd rather have AJ.
Yeah.
I don't know if I necessarily want to step to him in 2 weeks' time, but. I mean, I will.
Yeah. Sometimes, well, after hearing how many trades there are out there, like, you know you're in front on trades, you can sort of do their moves, man.
That's it. And that surprised me so much.
But also, remember, it's only round 16.
My team's pretty much built, bro, especially
yeah,
if I don't
use
the trades.
How many injuries have you had since round 10?
Yeah.
You know, like, we're fucking burning through players pretty quick. Which, in turn, you burn through your trades pretty quick. So,
See, I've done my best to try and hold him. Defi was the only one I did last week, but that's because I actually expect him to maybe just drop a little bit of cash and be able to pick him up just that touch cheaper. And while he's not scoring points and he's yo-yoing up and down throughout this period, giving his best to Queensland, yeah, I'm not going to go near him.
Well, I'm going to still own him. I just don't know if I'm going to play him.
See, well, I'm scared on those extra weeks, you know what I mean? Like the week after the Origin backup.
Yeah, 18 and shit.
Yeah, because he could, the Origin is real, you know, and we didn't get to experience that this weekend. But if David Fifita had been out there, I wouldn't have sold him last week, but I just knew that he wasn't going to be playing last weekend. It was like, yeah, he does only play really one good game up until round 2021. So
yeah,
that's when I'm
18,
gonna look to get
yeah.
So that's but I'm real scared about people that have held and I come up against because
that's me. See, so I'm holding.
Yeah, I'm holding.
My second row's in a position where I can afford to just hold him.
I'm a holder as well.
Be scared.
Very much holding. All right.
See, I'm thinking I'm holding Nath, but yeah.
Last one, Brad Baxter. Stick solid with Scat or trade to Mulitano?
Nah, I'd get off Sione Katoa, bro. Yeah. Dude's done nothing all year. Their right side isn't a strong attacking side.
Well, I just think it is. It's just not getting him. Like, it's all going to Cora.
Yeah.
And at a lesser extent, it gets to Ramian and it never gets to him, you know? So, and even Ramian barely sees any ball because Nakora's having such a good year. Like,
yeah, he's just running mad lines, working with Nath.
So, for me,
Nico.
I'd definitely go to Mulitano there because he seems to be doing...
Mulitano.
What am I saying?
Mulitano.
Okay.
Hey, if you haven't tried, right, the other night, when I wasn't on the show, I was watching this show live with Berg's, like with the auto captions on. Just enjoy yourself watching the way Berg speaks. It's even with the sound down, bro, you can say, Nafe. Say Nafe for us.
Nafe.
Yeah, and don't say it like that. Sound like you're talking misses earlier. Yeah, it's N-A-I-F. That's the way Facebook transcribes it. Fucking hilarious.
Get out of it, dude.
Nath. Now you say it?
Nath.
No. Oh, I tried so hard. So you've got the ability.
We're just going to have to loop Nath in there next time.
Conversation.
That's
great.
When it comes around.
I'll go back and make a little clip of that.
That's all right. I'll give you a Nath. All right, there you go. In the second row, Wilton and Homoli. Good, cheaper options as a fourth and fifth to second row. Fourth and fifth options. Look, I sold Preston's, but I'm sort of, he's a regretful sale.
Yeah, 100%. He's actually someone who I was considering even possibly bringing back. But I already bought Hopgood back.
Yeah.
So I can't see myself bringing Preston back as well. I only bought in Cardi recently for the first time in the season, hoping he's going on a second run.
So you brought Cardi back?
No, I never had him in the first place. And this week I got rid of Ford, who I've had since the start, to bring in Tamalolo.
Yeah, see, I'm liking Lolo this week, and the only way I can do it is at the expense of either Katoa or Jack DeBellin, so I'm not sure if I'm going to do it.
Anyone know what happened to Jack Bird?
He done an injury. He was meant to be back after three weeks, so he'll be definitely back next week.
Because, yeah, he was the one who I'm thinking about moving on for Sivo this week. I don't know if I should hold or not.
I think if you've hung on this long, you may as well.
No, I only got him. I only got one score out of him. I only got him recently. I got him for the last bye round, got that score out of him, and then he was gone.
He done a leg, as far as I know, some sort of leg injury.
Well, on the NRL website, Jack Bird is saying he's just been rested.
Yeah, well, that was the initial
rested
call.
Until round 17.
I don't know, maybe he's got some personal stuff going on.
It's a long way to wait. So who are you looking at, fourth and fifth, second
round? No, 17's next week. He said that.
Yeah.
So, spewing.
Who are you looking at for a fourth and fifth?
In the back row.
Yeah. Well, Hopgood's a good shout.
Yeah, I think Hopgood's got to be there.
Hopgood.
Who are your must-have back rowers? Deefy.
Yeah.
Probably Tohu.
Well, even, you know what, Tohu, seen as front row, such a bit of a shitter, I think he should be up there.
He should be partnering
Payne Haas, like, week in, week out as your front row.
I think he will be for me, personally. That was always my plan. I think he'll go up there when I get rid of Kepi and Edwards in the next couple of weeks.
Well, I've Jack DeBellin.
Bring in Tino, Tohu, and Payne Haas to finish the season.
Well, I've Jack DeBellin up there, so I'll just move him and Tohu around when I want to.
I think Lolo could be a sneaky fourth or fifth now that he's coming back.
Look, my only worry there is when they come back. Cotard, he commands his minutes. Nanai plays his 80. So that means Lukey's got to take some minutes off someone from somewhere as well. So,
I don't know how many minutes he's getting out of Jason Taumalolo if Jason Taumalolo's fighting.
He'll play his 55, 60, hopefully. Hopefully. He was only playing 50s for the past 12 months. Still getting what he was getting, but not at the start of the year, so it was more towards the end. He was reinvigorating himself, but he is a gamble because he is getting, well, everyone knows his game, man. It's a matter of stopping it. And he's getting not older because he still ain't 26 or 27, but his game's just, everyone's getting big now. He's not as big as he used to be, if you catch me drift.
Yeah, that's fair call. See, I don't know, who would be your must-have back rowers? I mean, I'm eyeing off Cam Murray when he gets back from Origin.
When they come back, You know, after it's finished, said and done, after 19. But till then, like, you don't know, like, we've seen over the last couple of weeks, injuries is a fucking real thing, so.
Otherwise, Keon could be a sneaky shout once he's back from Origin as well. He'll be back next week. And he'll be playing big minutes if he doesn't actually get any game time this week. And he's definitely someone I'm looking at as well because he gets a lot of the attacking stuff down the right there.
I like Kalalo Matangi myself. Once Cherry Evans is said and done at Origin, Olakuwatu becomes real again because he'll just use him perfectly, I feel.
Yeah.
He hasn't been used properly this year. Olakuwatu, if you remember last year, he was battering around, man. Like, he was getting the ball at least every two sets, six, and this year just hasn't been happening that way.
Who are the highest average in second rows at this point in the game?
You'd have to say it'd be definitely Deefy, then Hopgoods, then your Tohu's.
Well, see, Tohu's down on 65, Hopgoods on 72. It's got to be someone in between then and there.
Highest averaging second rowers, you got Deefy, Tino.
Tino. I keep forgetting you can get Tino in the back row. I feel like, because Tino you can put in your front row as well, can't you?
Yeah. Both got the duel.
Shit. Because, I think I'm going to get Tino in my front row. Who's after, like, for me, Tino's a must-have. If you don't have him, just get him in somewhere.
Yep, and then you got Hopgood, Nikora. Matto.
Matto hasn't
played for a bit, but...
Yeah, and coming back at 5'8", which could...
But just remember, that was all coming off the bench, too. Like, he's still...
Big minutes off the bench, Bart.
Yeah, but still, he's in the top five, second row of scorers.
2% owned.
Yeah, very
powerful. Yeah, everyone 2%. Got off him while he was injured, but, yeah.
Well, look at his injuries.
Who else is after that? Kalama Tangi?
Next one is another 2%er, Scott Sorensen.
Yeah, he is definitely a sneaky... He's signed back on. It looks like he's locked down that starting spot even when Liam Martin comes back.
Definitely. He's done the kick out role. Just a battering ram for Luai and tackles hard for Luai. Like, old mate weren't given that. What was his name? The first guy?
Garner.
Garner. The forgotten man. Oh, must have Garner.
Yeah, nice. Scotty's done real well. He's changed his body shape a bit. Like, he put on heaps of muscle last year. He's this massive battering ram through the middle off the bench. And this year, he slimmed down a bit and just, but he's still strong and solid. And he hits a good line. And he's just, you've seen him, man.
He's gone to another level this season.
Well, yeah, Luai's finally learned how to use him. He's finally realised, well, all right, I just got to put it here and Scotty will be there. And he's there every time, man. Yeah, weapon.
Yeah, so then after that, you got Kolomatungi.
Yeah.
Yo, Bateman, and then Harris. That rounds out the top 10.
Yeah.
I got on Bateman the other week. Very happy with it.
See, I've been on Bateman for a few weeks now. Like, I got him as one of the guys just before the Sewer Tigers went on their mad run.
Well, I got him, I think, the week you thought about selling him. But you hung on.
Yeah.
So,
I've just been lucky in some of my decisions that I've made.
Yeah.
I've ummed and ahed about a couple of things and just gone, oh, do I have to? Not necessarily. I've tried to be patient where I can.
It was a cash issue. I think you lost your money, so you were worried about him leaking more.
Yeah, and then the Tigers absolutely killed it.
And he turned up or something.
Yeah, I think he turned up in a different week. The week that the Tigers scored really well.
He turned up against the Raiders. He scored a try. And...
Oh, yeah, there you go. So that would have been 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, so it was a good round. Yeah, and then the finishing part of the question is the two fullbacks, which I think we answered before. But if I was gambling, man, AJ Brimson's not a bad shout, eh? Like,
you mentioned it last week, I believe.
He came back, bang, 90. Fresh off, like, a bit of a layoff, too. Like, don't get wrong, his floor's shit. Like, I wouldn't play him against the Melbourne, but...
I don't know if I could take the risk on someone like him, personally.
Well, you can get him 5'8", I think, as well.
See, for a run home 5'8", could have four fullbacks in my team, but that would mean I'd have to forego Munster.
Yeah, I wouldn't forego Munster for shit. I'd definitely forego a KP before a Munster.
Yeah, exactly right.
You know?
But then I'm taking the gamble on KP or AJ. And I don't know. I mean, for me, it sort of feels like it's one and the same, like much of a muchness. And then that takes Cody Walker out of the occasion, who's been the form 5'8 this year. You know, back with all his brothers. So let's wait and see. I don't even know. But just want to sort of jam as many fullbacks in as you can, because when they go off, they just have a way of going off like no one else.
Yeah, true. Trades this week, we've talked them, have we? We talked about what you're doing, what I'm doing. I think I did. And that's about it, really.
I think I've got a couple of other ones on the live. Uto via Jules to Matto, Nakora, or Bateman?
Take your pick, bro. Roll the dice.
Okay. The good thing is, even if Matto's doesn't go okay this week, next week Mitch should be back. He should be back in the forwards and is playing next week, whereas the other two are not.
Yeah.
So that's something to have a think about. If you need them numbers next week, Watto, you're going to want to get yourself a Madison. If you're flush for players next week, you can look at either one of them. Bateman, definitely good shout. Nakora with Nico, with hopefully a bit of venom about getting booted from the blue side, is a bloody good shout too against a dog side.
I think you got to ask yourself the question at this point in the season, which one do you want for the rest of the season?
Yeah, you got to get yourself a keeper. Right. Don't be bringing in...
You can't bring in someone who you're planning on stepping up or anything else. Which one of those three guys do you want in your team until the end?
He's been burning the trades too, what I think.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Be honest, Watson.
and that's sort of half the thing. Is sometimes you just got to take that gamble and then you just got to sit patient and stick with your decision because, yeah... People got all trade happy, trading people out. I think that's probably where some of this low numbers of trades have come from. Remember at the start of the season, everyone was going, they're on a buy, I'll trade them out.
Yeah.
Nah, you're going to need those trades. It's a long season.
It is a long season.
Marco Escaleta, 1.6 mil to spend on three players this week. Is it too early to get enough? Is it too early to get enough who will play this week in two guns? We'll go three mids.
Nothing, two guns. If that's what you got to do, and if you're asking if it's too early, it means you probably don't have one already. I got two, bro. I got Isaac Fasua Malawi, who's doing fuck all at this time of year, and I got Valens Tafare, who, same thing, barring injury, is doing stuff all. I've effectively got them in there as nuffs. If they luck in and make 150, 200K, then, yeah, I might be using him as a stepping stone to try and flip someone up later on, only if I have to. Otherwise, I'll probably be trading them out.
But got him in on the pretense that they'll be nuffs.
See, I got him in on the pretense that they were nuffs, and they were never making money. And I've had Isaac Fasua Malawi since about round 7, round 8. Valens Tafare from his debut game.
Yeah. So, I got
him in before his debut. So, don't be afraid to do it when you need to do it.
I agree, but if you are going to nuff, try to bring in the dual nuff.
Yeah. Mm. If you can.
Try to bring in either the second row centre wing nuff or front row or second row. You probably want to get the second row wing one, but centre wing one.
Well, it depends. If you've already got a second row centre winger, then yeah, you probably do. What your stocks are looking like there. I mean, if you've got a few front row forwards, second row forwards already, you might want to look at that. So that way you've got the ability to swap them around, to play them depending on buys and things like that.
Yeah, it's definitely something you should have in the back of your mind when you're nuffing. If you're going to nuff.
Always go for a dual position because that versatility you might end up needing later on.
Yeah.
Bit of a sad story, this one. Adam Thomas had 13 lined up for this week. No worries. Then Moses, Coates, Stefano got in Origin. Then Mazu gets suspended and Katoa ruled out injured. Supercoach sucks balls sometimes.
Yeah, sorry, bro.
I got Ellie Katoa too, so that was me other one that got hurt.
So that's five players down there.
Make it even worse, currently 1,300th, but going to drop a few thousand playing so short.
Yeah, man, playing eight players short. You've got to use your three trades this week.
Here's the good thing about that. You can go in and check out your gold. Oh, not really good at it, but what is it called? Plus. Yeah, Supercoach Flash. You can go in there, you can look in the sections, and I think you'll find a lot of the top 5% will have these players as well. They're highly owned at the top. So you're not the only one that's going to have these dramas. The thing is, can you afford to like rearrange your team to do it?
Anyone you don't see in that list is a run homer.
Got him.
Got him. That's what your three trades are for this week. Mitchy Moses very well could be a run homer for you. Like if you've brought him in for that, or if you brought him in to get you through this. But if you've brought him in to get you through the Origin period, well, Nate's out for Origin 3, so it's Mitch's spot to lose.
Well, yeah, you'd have to
playing some bloody good football lately, like he has been.
You'd have to have a shocker to not get picked.
Oh, an absolute shocker. You know what I mean? For them to then give Nico a go in a dead rubber.
Mm.
Yeah.
You know, I'd be seriously looking at your team and going, all right, which three in that list do I not want to finish the season with? And I'd go on this week. And that way you got 11 and you got a much lower chance of dropping as severely.
And then try to just pick that pod.
Yeah, and then if you can nail your captain, then you might not drop as much as you need.
Look
as much as you think. And then next week, if you can field a full 17, you'll still be in the game, bro.
Look as far left as you can with a matchup that's with someone in your side who's just very pod.
If you get lucky, like putting the VC on Garrick, you know.
Something like that will keep you up there.
That's it. You just got to try and pick it week to week, and luck does come down to it a lot. But then you've also got to think about, you've got the Origin back up next week, so some teams won't necessarily perform as much as, you know, at their peak as what they might. So, yeah, it's actually a great time of year to gain positions and lose positions, depending on how you play this. I wouldn't necessarily be running with eight. I'd be doing some hardcore gutting. That's why you get the extra trade this week.
Yeah, if I was down to eight, I'm definitely making moves.
If you've got a boost, I'd be using all four. Not necessarily thinking about only this week. I'd be happy to roll out with 11 this week if I was in your position. But if I had a boost, I'd be using all four and just doing some major changes to get me through the next 3-4 weeks and build towards my run home.
Well, with losing my three this week, or four that I lost this week, I was happy just to make up the numbers to get to 12 like I did in that first bye week. I found that I, don't get me wrong, I did lose 1,000 spots, but I found points wise wasn't too far away from the swing, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it wasn't a great loss, especially on some of the people who were making the moves anyway were behind me rather than in front of me. So that also helps as well. And like I just said a second ago, if you look at who's really highly owned up the top, I think you'll find a lot of these people who have traded heavily to get to where they are as well. Like, you don't make it to the top not trading.
Yeah. They probably haven't held Nico Ornay through Origins, so like, they've probably got Moses there.
Well, they're probably running SJ and fucking...
Moses, yeah.
You know, or SJ and Hughes.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, there you go. There's their points. But also could even... That could pot on for him till 20s, into the 20s. And then what do we got finals for Supercoach start then? And we don't know how Nafe's tracking or anything. They're, as far as I know, they're trying to...
2021's the official word at the moment.
No, they're trying to pull the blood. They're doing the blood trick where they,
I saw that, yeah.
They rip your blood out, they spin it, and then they stick it back in you. And it's meant to do wonders.
All right, sweet ass.
That's try to get him back early. I don't know if that's a rush for Origin 3 or whatever, but yeah, there's a thing today about him.
We don't win Origin 2, there's no point rushing back for Origin 3.
Oh, no.
If we do win Origin 2, then how can you rush him back for Origin 3 if Mitch Moses does the job?
I don't think he can. I think it's up to Mitch then.
Exactly, right? So it's more about the Panthers, and the Panthers, if they can manage it, they're going to try to keep him for the final.
Well, you'll know this week where yous are at.
He's out of the Dally M race.
Yous will know. Yeah.
6 weeks off.
You still get 3 points a week. I think Payne Haas going to sneakily get that,
eh? Yeah, I think Payne Haas will take it too, to be honest.
I think he'd be the first front rower in fucking donkey's age to get that.
He's just so solid, man. Each and every week just does an incredible job.
Played 60, 70 minutes some weeks, bro. You know?
Yeah.
He chugs along hard as fuck, 200 metres a week and shit.
Complete next level for front rower.
Yeah, he's gone.
Last one, Cam Murray to Matto. Thoughts for the run home? For the run home.
Yeah, look, do it. He's one of the highest scoring second rowers. You don't have him 19, but you'll have him for the next few games. To be honest, if he could lock down that 5-8 spot over Dejan Hussey this week, like, he's never going to get another chance to play 5-8. It is a perfect storm that has allowed him to play 5-8 this week. If he kills it, and just absolutely brains it, has some tricks up his sleeve. He's like a Josh Schuster mole. He's just enormous. The things he could do defensively in 5-8 could be incredible. So,
can I have the options again?
Well, all he said was Murray to Matto.
Just before I do like spear anyway, just go back and have a look at last year. And see after Origin for Cam Murray, because he started the year 800,000 this year. So for him to start the year...
He's got a groin niggle this year, and that's like, Nate had a groin niggle and then he did a hammy.
Well, I'm just saying like...
That's my concern with Murray.
My thing is, I'm thinking Murray might just come out of Origin, fucking blitz it. If he comes, like, I'm pretty sure that he did the same thing Teddy did last year, just come out of Origin and was scoring tons.
Different beast,
you know, and it's a cultural change in them. Like, they get there and I don't know if they train harder or if it's just the bonding that they do, but.
Yeah, I've brought up here Cam Murray after Origin. He scored a 69 against Melbourne in round 19.
So that's all right, there you go. Melbourne, you already know it's a tough game against Melbourne.
83 against Sharks.
Yep.
130 against Warriors.
Yep.
But that was a very different Warriors side.
89 against Para.
Yeah.
48 against Penrith. Well, that's normal for anyone, really. And Cowboys, 73.
So he chugged on out of Origin, lovely. Against the Premiers and against Melbourne, still put up respectable scores.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, against Melbourne was a respectable score. 69, you're not going to bat an eye at. 48, but he made up for that with his 130 against the Warriors. So... Yeah, he averaged out quite nicely.
So yeah, I'll just be thinking about that before I pull the trigger on selling Murray.
I'm just thinking he didn't have the groin niggle. But that being said, I think Murray's one of the guys who I'm going to watch him in the first round after Origin. I might even take the gamble on that first round after the Origin restings and actually just get him straight in. The only thing that would take me off of Murray too is the fact that Souths have all their buys late. I think they're
only had one so far. This is our first one. Yeah.
This round.
So they've still got three buys in the last 12 rounds.
Two.
Well, after this week, yeah.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Yeah, you're right. Sorry, Brad.
All right. We're done?
All good here. Yep.
Sweetheart, stay coaches. Thanks for listening.
Just quickly before you kill it. Jerry, where Hargraves, grab or no grab?
Oh, I mean, he's definitely a grub, but also that's his job as the front rower for the opposition team. He's trying to do something to take their focus away from the game because they're getting their ass handed to him.
Shouldn't have threw the water bottle, but...
No, he shouldn't have thrown the water bottle.
I was happy with him wetting him.
Yeah, with the spray's fine, but yeah, not the... shouldn't have thrown the water bottle.
Yeah.
Spencer's eyes just bulging out of his head. Oh, I'm just putting it out there. Anyone who's worth their salt would be trying to put together those two as one of the pre-season boxing matches next year.
They're playing in the same squad next year.
Yeah, I know. Brilliant. Great. I mean, that's probably half of what he was saying to him. You wait till I get you in the showers.
Oh, bull, you know what I mean?
Like, yeah, I'm the big bull around here, mate.
Yeah, he's a big unit, but
yeah, I know.
He's big unit, mate.
He looks like he can probably hit too.
Oh, he's telling him car park.
Yeah.
Car park. I'm thinking, yes, this is Pampers.
Exactly. Yeah. That's the West Union, bro. All right, sweet as.
Peace.
Catch you later, grabs.
Are we staying coachy this week or no coachy?
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.